The curriculum. The common branches, important. The common branches of education should be fully and prayerfully taught. The little ones should be trained to be obedient, upright, and practical. The youth should be taught to look upon physiology as one of the essential studies. Our schools should teach the children all kinds of simple labor. Teach them that all their faculties of body and mind were given to them to use, and that all are the Lord's, pledged to His service. If teachers were receiving light and wisdom from the divine teacher, they would measure the relative importance of the things to be learned in school. The common, essential branches of education would be more thoroughly taught, and the Word of God would be honored and esteemed as the bread sent down from heaven. The Bible. Let them employ a Christian teacher who, as a consecrated missionary, shall educate the children in such a way as to lead them to become missionaries themselves. It is the third angel's message that needs attention in our schools. The urgent necessities that are making themselves felt in this time demand a constant education in the Word of God. Students need lessons which they have not received. We are not at liberty to teach that which shall meet the world's standard, or the standard of the church, simply because it is the custom to do so. The Bible must be made the groundwork and subject matter of education. When teachers become connected with the great teacher, we shall see the golden mixture of heaven in every line of study, binding all together and enabling each one to do its work in revealing the character and purpose of God. Much is lost by the students because there is brought into their lessons studies that have an influence merely to make them ambitious to master them, while the truth is overshadowed and buried out of sight. Nature. In the song of the bird, the sighing of the trees, and the music of the sea, we still may hear His voice. While the Bible should hold the first place in the education of children and youth, the book of nature is next in importance. In itself, the beauty of nature leads the soul away from sin and worldly attractions towards purity, peace, and God. For this reason, the cultivation of the soil is good work for the children and the youth. God has, in the natural world, placed in the hands of the children of men the key to unlock the treasure house of His Word. Then let the children become acquainted with nature and nature's laws. The little children should come especially close to nature. Let them become familiar with its beautiful, varied, and delicate forms. Teach them to see the wisdom and love of God and His created works. And as their hearts swell with joy and grateful love, let them join the birds in their songs of praise. Educate the children and youth to imitate the attractive graces of nature in their character building. Will the Bible grow old if constantly used in school? Oh, for a clearer perception of what we might accomplish if we would learn of Jesus. The springs of heavenly peace and joy, unsealed in the soul of the teacher by the magic words of inspiration, will become a mighty river of influence to bless all who connect with Him. Do not think that the Bible will become a tiresome book to the children. Under a wise instructor, the Word will become more and more desirable. It will be to them as the bread of life and will never grow old. There is in it a freshness and beauty which attracts and charms the children and youth. It is like the sun shining upon the earth, giving light and warmth, yet never exhausted. By lessons from Bible history and doctrine, the children can learn that all other books are inferior to this. They can find here a fountain of mercy and love. Manual labor. Life is not given us to be spent in idleness or self-pleasing, but great possibilities have been placed before every one who will develop his God-given capabilities. For this reason, the training of the young is a matter of the highest importance. Every child born into the home is a sacred trust. God says to the parents, take this child and bring it up for me, that it may be an honor to my name, and a channel through which my blessings shall flow to the world. To fit the child for such a life, something more is called for than a partial, one-sided education, which shall develop the mental at the expense of the physical powers. All the faculties of mind and body need to be developed, and this is the work which parents, aided by the teacher, are to do for the children and youth placed under their care.
When the child is old enough to be sent to school, the teacher should cooperate with the parents, and manual training should be continued as a part of his school duties. The greatest benefit is not gained from exercise that is taken as play or exercise merely. There is some benefit derived from being in the fresh air, and also from the exercise of the muscles. But let the same amount of energy be given to the performance of helpful duties, and the benefit will be greater, and a feeling of satisfaction will be realized. For such exercise carries with it the sense of helpfulness and the approval of conscience for duty well done. In the children and youth, an ambition should be awakened to take their exercise in doing something that will be beneficial to themselves and helpful to others. The exercise that develops mind and character, that teaches the hands to be useful, and trains the young to bear their share of life's burdens, is that which gives physical strength and quickens every faculty.